Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Welcome back to the Soccer Show. Our thanks to Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, and Clock Tower Inn. Dan McNally, the soccer coach for the Yellow Jackets for the season, will be back to look as the schedule will get tougher and tougher, and the Jackets' weekend home game before they hit the road for a big one with Fort Lewis on the road. We'll be back to talk to Dan McNally and recap Simon Fraser and Great Falls right after this on the Soccer Show.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Welcome back, everyone, on the Soccer Show. Our Ortho Montano, Sign Pro, and Jackets and Company, a couple of corporate partners for Yellow Jacket Athletics. Coach, review of the week, Simon Fraser and Great Falls. Looked like a pretty good game. Low-scoring affairs with Simon Fraser and Great Falls, and you seem pretty pleased. You have already said you can't get nothing out of a loss because you always want, you know, the object to win everything, but you haven't seemed too displeased with the team's play, win or lose, this year.
No, we're playing very well. The game against Simon Fraser was just a very good game with two good teams, and games like that always come down to one or two crucial moments. And unfortunately, in that game, we made the mistake in the last 5 minutes, and it cost us the game. But overall, the guys played well. There's as I always say, there's nothing good about losing, but the guys fought hard. They played a good game, and we moved on to the Great Falls game. And that game was very similar, a very tight, close game. But at this time, the luck was on our side, and we took advantage of an opportunity, and we won the game.
And the Simon Fraser, is that a little frustrating? Well, you know, you got the 90 minutes, and you're playing so well, and just, I guess that's the way the game goes, right? We just, you know, if you make one mistake or, you know, just a couple, and if it costs you, I guess it costs you.
Yeah, exactly. You can't make any mistakes when you play against good teams because they always defend well. It's difficult to score goals on good teams. And if it's a tight game, low scoring, and you make the crucial mistake, you're going to lose and you have to face that. And it's good for the guys to realise that when we play our big conference games later on this season, that we can't afford to make any mistakes if we want to be successful.
Great Falls, were they an improved team?
Oh, without question. They had pretty much a whole new starting 11 from last year. They had a lot of transfer students, and they were good. It was a really tough game, and I was very happy with that the guys played hard for the full 90 minutes because there were stretches in the game that got a little bit frustrating for us, but we fought through it, and in the end, we got the win.
And again, Sam Charles, another Player of the Week honor, and just keeps on keeping on, but a lot to accomplish the rest of the year for him.
Oh, definitely. You know, he's played well. I think there's still more to come from Sam. He's improving as he goes. He's just got to improve in bringing other people into the play, passing the ball to his teammates on certain occasions. But his goal-scoring record speaks for itself. He's scored 7 goals in 6 games. So any time you have a striker that averages a goal every game, he's doing very well.
Well, you got the GNAC coming up and some tough non-conference as well. We'll look at the schedule with Dan McNally on the Soccer Show.
At Perkins Restaurants, breakfast is a specialty. Breakfast is a tradition. Breakfast is served all day. But best of all, breakfast is just the beginning. Sure, you can get big fluffy omelets and golden buttermilk pancakes, but we also serve juicy burgers and mile-high melts, bread bowl salads, and hearty dinners like jumbo shrimp, grilled top sirloin steak, homestyle pot roast, even butterball roast turkey and dressing. At Perkins, we set the menu, but you pick the time. And no matter what time of day it is, you'll find a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere, friendly staff, and your own pot of coffee right at your table. We even have our own bakery, with fresh baked pies like luscious chocolate French silk and caramel apple. For all your favorites, served all day long. Now there's a Perkins right nearby. Stop in real soon. Perkins. Breakfast is just the beginning.
Okay, Coach, a new team to the frame. We're back on the Soccer Show. Our thanks to First Interstate Bank, GM Petroleum, and Rimrock Stages, Trailways, where you got Northwest Nazarene into the GNAC, and you play them over the weekend, September 20th, out at 5 o'clock at the COT. Supposed to be some good weather. And preview that one for us.
Well, it's going to be a great game. It's our conference opener, and it's important that we start our conference season with a win. That's the bottom line. That's the most and only important thing about the game, is that we win. And Northwest Nazarene have made a good start to the season. They've obviously got a good team. It's the first time we'll see them play. But I think we're in good position. We're playing well. We've got a full week of practice before the game. We've been getting great crowds this year. We're averaging over 250 people at each game, so we should have some strong support. And I'm looking forward to it. It's the start of conference, and we feel it's a game we have to win.
We've talked about that before. How much different, you know, the preparation when you only have, we discussed it on the ladies' side, where, you know, when you have more separation in the game and more practice time. I don't know about the players, but I know the coaches enjoy that and look forward to that.
Definitely. The college soccer season's too short, in my opinion. There's too many games in too short a period of time, and there's certain stretches in the season where you end up playing like 3 games in 6 days, 3 games in 7 days, and you basically don't do any practice sessions. You're just going from one game to the next game, and that's not really good. That's not what should happen, but that's the situation we're in, so you have to deal with it. But it's going to be nice this week to practice for 4 straight sessions, and we'll be ready to play on Saturday.
What do you, as the season goes along, with this veteran team, do you install anything new, or just polishing up on old stuff?
Well, basically, we have a team that has played together now for 2 years, so they understand what I expect of them. We defend in a very certain way, and every player knows on the squad exactly what we're trying to do. We have got 2 or 3 new players on the team this season that have brought something fresh to the way we play. For example, Zach Yeager, he's playing at left back. He's done a great job so far this year, and he adds a lot to our attack from a defensive position. And he's doing well. Gary and Hollyan's a new player who's really made a good impact on us as well. So, you know, the way we play is pretty much the same as last year, but, you know, we just do it well.
People talked about, there's been some talk out there, like the weekend or so, the low scoring. Well, isn't that what soccer is? Or
yeah, I mean, from a coaching standpoint, you know you're doing a good job if the opposition doesn't score on you, because defending is very important, and you don't want games that are 4-4 and 3-3, really. You want them to be, you know, you want your team to defend well, and we're doing that right now. We're really doing a good job at the back. But I think this weekend the only disappointment we have is that we didn't really create as much as usual in attack. But we've got all week to work on that, and I'm sure Northwest Nazarene will see a different MSUB at the weekend.
Speaking of different Fort Lewis College team on the road on the 23rd.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. We're looking forward to it, though. I mean, it's great. I enjoy the big games. Personally, as a coach, I enjoy the challenge of playing the best teams, and I think my team always plays well in the big games. And we will be ready to play on Tuesday, and we can't wait.
The rest of the year, as we look at the schedule, of course, you got the tough GNAC. Do you like a couple of, you know, obviously you have a lot to do, as much as you can do as you can with the schedule. Do you like a couple of non-conference games, and, you know, maybe they could be used as practice sessions within the conference season, so to speak?
Yeah, well, I mean, we just have to fill up our schedule. I mean, the trip to University of Mary comes right in the middle of our conference schedule, but the game against University of Mary is a regional game, so that's vital anyway. But then we've got Jamestown in there, that's an NAIA game. But the bottom line is, when we travel 6 hours to play at Mary, we need to get 2 games. So it all fits in, and I'm happy with the schedule. It's working out pretty much exactly as I thought it would.
Well, Coach, appreciate it. It should be a big one on Friday, on the 20th, excuse me, Saturday, on the 20th with Northwest Nazarene, 5 o'clock, like you said. I think the weather is expected to be real nice.
Yeah, come out and support us.
Yep,
we've got a great team, and it should be a good game.
We've done it already, and we even get to watch one this weekend as well. And so we'll talk to you next time, and good luck on the weekend at COT.
Thank you.
Dan McNally and the Soccer Show will be back to conclude this one right after this timeout.
Your Billings, Sheridan, Cody Yellow Book Yellow Pages is packed with buying information, complete Yellow Pages, business and residential White Pages, community information, area maps, money-saving coupons, even a restaurant menu section. And the easy-to-read format helps you find whatever you are looking for. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Yellow Pages reach your potential customers at the exact moment they are ready to buy. For more information about promoting your business in the Billings Yellow Book, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Yellow Book, not the other book.
Okay, welcome back on the Soccer Show. We talked about it already. Northwest Nazarene at home at the COT on Saturday, September 20th, 5 o'clock kick. And Fort Lewis the following Tuesday on the road at 1 o'clock. So we'll talk to Dan and the team over the weekend. And until next time, this has been the Soccer Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.